We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Back at the Jack Stevens Arena, Jack Stevens Center here in Little Rock, Arkansas. Texas A&M women's basketball. The Aggies fall to Little Rock by the score of 42-38. With Tap Bents, I'm Steve Miller. It's time for our post-game show presented by St. Joseph Health. St. Joseph Health is your primary partner for primary care and the official health care provider of Texas A&M Athletics. The final stats look like this. For Texas A&M, Aaliyah Patty with 10 rebounds and 7 points. Leading scorer for the Aggies, Sahara Jones with 10 points and 6 rebounds. Jada Malone added 8 rebounds. And and KK Green added 9 points and 3 assists. Meanwhile, for Little Rock, leading scorer was Nikki Metcalf with 10. Jayla Brooks had 9. The Aggies had some shooting woes. They end up for the game shooting 28%, while Little Rock shot 32%. A&M ended up missing 8 of their last 9 shots. They shot 3 of 17 in the third quarter, and Tap, that spelled a lot of their woes tonight.
It did. And, you know, again, as well as they played defense and held, you know, Little Rock down to 23% in the second half, they just didn't know where they could go to get points consistently. You know, they got some points occasionally inside, not enough. You know, and Sydney Bowles, Little Rock knew she was the only one that could really be a scorer from the perimeter, and they just followed her and almost face guarded her the entire game.
The Aggies managed to get 9 points from turnovers. Little Rock scored 20 off of turnovers. The Aggies struggled scoring in the paint early on, but ended up getting 16 for the game and 6 second-chance points, while Little Rock had 14 second-chance points and 22 in the paint. St. Joseph Health postgame show continues. The Aggies lose tonight to Little Rock 42-38. This is Aggie basketball from Learfield. Back at our St. Joseph Health postgame show, Texas A&M falls tonight to Little Rock by the score of 42-38. With Tap Bents, I'm Steve Miller. We're at the Jack Stevens Center here in Little Rock, and the leading scorer for Texas A&M was Sahara Jones, 10 points and 6 rebounds. Leah Patty added 7 points and 10 rebounds. Let's take a listen to some of the highlights of tonight's game. And missed by Lee. KK. For 3 at this end. Good! KK Green! 7 points for the Aggies. Kinsey
here on the right wing. Up top to Patty. Patty on the dribble, spins, doubled, pass back to Sahara Jones for three. Good! Sahara's second of the game. Aggies on the inbound. Sahara under the basket. Shot is good! Four straight baskets for Texas A&M. It's now down to a six-point advantage for Little Rock. 40-34, 2:26 to go. To Bowles for three. No good. Missed opportunity there. Loose ball. Last touch by Little Rock. How about the defense from K.K. Green and Sahara Jones? Trying to find a little pick and roll down there to Francis. Nothing there. Their pass back across the floor to Harvey's no good. Aaliyah Patty comes up with it. Clicked it down the floor. McKenzie to Hilton. Hilton drives a basket, and it's good. Tanea Hilton. And that was some of the highlights of the game. The Aggies made a run for it here in the late in the game. Pulled within six a couple of times and ultimately came down on the wrong side of the scoreboard by the score of 42-38. Stand with Aggie Women's Basketball at the Fan Appreciation Game on Sunday, December 18th at 2 p.m. against SMU. Admission is free for all fans. Meet Santa and pick up a holiday ugly sweater beanie. Available for the first 1,500 fans in the pregame fan zone at the north entry of Reed Arena. For game info, check out the 12th Man mobile app or visit gameday.12thman.com. We're now visiting with the head coach of the Aggies, Joni Taylor. And Joni, we were noticing kind of a tale of two halves. We really enjoyed how the team came out in that second half.
Yeah, you know, I feel like it's a tape recording. We've got to put four quarters together. And I thought off in the first half we were soft offensively. Little Rock did a really good job of trying to bump us off of our cuts. And anytime we got hit, we just stopped. And I think that their aggression bothered us. And then we go in at halftime and fire them up and talk about some things. Didn't change anything from a game plan standpoint. And then it changed. And that's the thing that we continue to tell our players is a level of toughness that we have to have. And the only way to get those things called is if you've got to fight through the screen. You've got to keep making your cut. And we didn't do that in the first half. Did the third and fourth quarter, had good effort. You know, tonight it wasn't defense, it was our offense. Our offense just, you know, we weren't able to get the looks we wanted. And part of that is our first paint touch came at the very last play of the second quarter when Erin Kendrick got that lob. That's the first time we had a point in the paint. And so we went 4 for 19 from three. We can't rely on the three ball. We've got to have an inside-outside presence. Are we challenged there right now? Sure. But again, you know, in my opinion, we had enough to win this game, and that's what they've got to figure out.
Well, certainly Little Rock knew Sydney Bowles was your threat from the
right
outside and just basically face-guarded her. But to me, I'm going to try to find a positive. I thought, you know, when you said we were soft, and I thought K.K. Green came in and just gave you energy. And she may have gotten a little out of control at times, but she was trying to make things happen.
She was. She came in and gave us a spark off the bench. It's her first game back in a while from her concussion, and that's, you know, having her on the floor really helped us out and gave us some more options.
Yeah, and again, and I also kind of said, you know, I think as coaches, y'all were probably almost like throwing pasta on the wall, hoping something would stick as far as some of your lineups. You know, you were four small, one big, and you told us in pregame, but that can't be easy trying to get those groups to play together.
Well, you've got Patty and Jaden, and Patty picks up two fouls, and so then we've got to, you know, but we want to see, can a four-guard lineup work? Can two post players work? So it's going to be a mix of it all. And then, again, you're throwing in Maya and KK, who Maya hasn't played a ton, and KK's just coming off of injury. So our chemistry's still not there.
You guys were fighting back in that fourth quarter, got it to 40-34. It was the closest it had been in an awful long time. What was the game plan at that point for you guys?
Score stop. Yeah. Score stop. Score stop. You know, it's what we try to do in practice. We try to string along multiple stops and multiple scores. How many scores can we get consecutively and how many stops can we get consecutively? You know, we came down and had a good look, and then we got called for a travel, turned it over, had to go back on defense. But I thought, again, our effort in our time and score situation, we were able to knock it off their hands a few times, got the ball back, we executed, may not have made the shot, but got some good execution. So, you know, the hope is that when you are in these games and in these situations that they're learning moments and that they continue to store it and put it in the bank, and at some point we can go withdraw that and it comes out in our favor. We're just really young and really inexperienced, and so this is all learning for them, and so that's just part of where we are.
And the bank doesn't open again until December 18th.
I know.
That seems like an awful long time, but what do you do during this break? We never say breaks come at a good time because I always think that's hokey, but what do you do during this break?
We do a mix of individual work, teamwork, conditioning. You know, it's a chance for us to, number one, let them focus on their final. So we, number one, look at the their academic schedule, and we give them off on days that are heavy academically, and or that's a day where it's just a conditioning day or a shooting day where we're not stretching their mind more by bringing them in. But we'll really start to really dial down our offense and help them break it down and try to just get them the reps that they need, and then do some things defensively as well to try to change the game up and junk it up a little bit.
All right. Joni, thank you for coming up here. It's not easy. We're at the top of this arena, so thank you for making the climb climb up here. We appreciate it. All right, that's our head coach, Joni Taylor. The Aggies fall tonight 42-38 to Little Rock. This is Aggie basketball from Learfield. Texas A&M falls to Little Rock tonight in Little Rock by the score of 42-38 with Tap Ends. I'm Steve Miller. Texas A&M kind of struggled to shooting the ball, but Joni seemed as positive as you could be after that game.
Yeah, you know, you and I were just talking, and you said, you know, it's not easy if you're a head coach to have to come over and talk to us, and you know, and again, nobody is listening, going, oh, what can she say? But as a coach, you have to try to take some positives out of this. You know, it's the second youngest team in the SEC, so you're becoming a team as long as it's going on. And I loved your question. What do you do with this big break? Mm-hmm. You know, and she says, well, academics first, mm-hmm. you know, and then we do individual, then we do team. And so there is some time. So, you know, you have an opportunity to make this team better. And hopefully when next time that you know, everyone sees them on December the 18th against SMU, you're not going to see this same ball club if it's the same lineup, if Janiyah Barker is not available.
Yeah, that's a lot of points. One of the freshman leading scorers in the SEC, not able to play, and along with Sydney Roby. It was great to see KK back from her injury as well. Reminder, the next Joni Taylor show is going to come up on December the 13th. That's a Tuesday night at Rudy's. We'll be there from 6 until 7 o'clock, and you can listen all along the A&M Sports Network. All right, this is the St. Joseph's Health postgame show. Continues A&M 38, Little Rock 42. This is Aggie basketball from Learfield. Back in Little Rock, Arkansas, the St. Joseph Health postgame show. Texas A&M falls to Little Rock by the score of 42-38 with Tap Bents. I'm Steve Miller. Well, we didn't have a winning moment. We do have a highlight to share from Wells Fargo. This is Harvey. Goes left side to Metcalf, guarded there by Malone. 2 seconds on the shot clock. One. KK with a steal and on the ball, on the ground, gets it out to Malone. Big effort by KK.
I'm just telling you, she's my hustle player of the game, no doubt about it. Both ends, just giving everything she's got.
And that was our Wells Fargo play of the game. Wells Fargo, the official bank of Texas A&M Athletics, and KK was a spark tonight.
She was. And you know, I think finally at halftime, the rest of the team started feeding off it. You saw a different sense of urgency. And I meant to use that word when Coach Taylor was out here. You just felt like the Aggies were a lot more urgent in that second half than they were in the first half. And she said it. They were soft. And they improved. And I know we're still looking to make lemonade out of lemons. But, you know, again, we know this is a young team. We know they have things to learn, and it's exciting when you see them come out, and still you hold a team to 42 points, okay, that's been averaging not killing it, but still averaging more points than that, so you held them below their average, and certainly you didn't score, but you feel like there's an upside to us at this point because of what you got coming back.
Yeah, Joni said the defense played well, just couldn't get any shots to fall today. All right, Tap, enjoyed it. Let's ride again together sometime, just not on the same route.
Yeah. Please don't invite me back to when you know there's going to be all those issues.
Yeah, no. Well, hopefully the travel will go much smoother on the way home. All right, that's going to do it from Little Rock tonight. For Tap Ends, I'm Steve Miller. Also for Jacob Smith back at our Learfield Control Center. The Aggies fall tonight by the score of 42-38. The next game is December the 18th at 2 o'clock against SMU at Reed Arena. Everybody have a great night. This has been Aggie Basketball from Learfield.
This has been the postgame show presented by St. Joseph, your primary partner for primary care and the official health care provider of Texas A&M Athletics. Texas A&M Women's Basketball has been brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Mountain Dew. Charge your game with Mountain Dew, proud partner of the Texas A&M Aggies. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Texas A&M Sports Network.